Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. Beverly Williams is our guest, and she's the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses and the world's champion for home-based business. She's also the 2002 Small Business Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you back.
I'm always glad to be here with you.
I can see that. I can see that. I can understand that. It's like a dream come true, isn't it?
Now, you thought it was you, and I'm just glad to be able to share my information over the air.
Oh, silly me.
You deserved that.
Boy, here I thought it was just because of me.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
Beverly, we're continuing our series on success tips for home-based business that you have created.
Mm-hmm.
And we're to the one where we're going to talk about how to get your mail, how to receive your mail, which encompasses how you present yourself to the world in a way, doesn't it?
It does. There's a big difference, though, from between now and 10, 15 years ago when I first started my second home-based business, about whether or not you want to use your home address, whether or not it seems professional enough.
You mean 123 Lollipop Lane is not a professional address?
Well, no, that pretty much tells somebody it's a residential
area. Sounds like I'm in the Land of Oz, doesn't
that's
it?
That's right. That's right. Some people are still concerned about using their home address for their business, and when I teach or do workshops, and people ask me that question, Their first response is, should I have a P.O. box or use my home address?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not comfortable using my home address, should I do a P.O. box? And the answer is whatever you feel comfortable with, whatever fits the image you want to project. It used to be that people used a post office box in order to hide the fact that they were home-based. They didn't
right.
want anybody to know they were working from home.
Well, and also people who only use P.O. boxes are sometimes people who want to hide from everybody.
That's true. And that, unfortunately,
because they're up to something.
Right. The scam artists regularly mm-hmm. use the P.O. boxes for that. That is still, unfortunately, the case, but it's not so much the case for home-based businesses. Your image has turned from a negative perception to a positive perception in a lot of cases for a lot of people.
The culture has changed, and is still changing on the attitude toward home-based businesses.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
And let me say this, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks in no small part to the lady who's speaking to you right now.
Well, you know, I hope that's true, because one of my goals.
Beverly, it is true. It is true.
Well, thank you. It is something that bothered me a great deal from day one, when people would look at me and go, oh, yeah, right, you're working from home.
Mm-hmm. Can't get a real job, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that wasn't the case at all. I chose to be my own boss in my own house, and it's just not something that I was ashamed of, and I started proclaiming it to everybody, which is how I got in the predicament I am.
Mm-hmm.
But it has changed a great deal. People are more envious now, or the response I get even more often now is, wow, I'm planning on doing that.
Right.
Tell me how you did it.
From weird to cool in 15 years, ladies and gentlemen.
You got it. It's
that's
a
exactly
snap
what,
of a finger in time. But
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, is, Beverly, the reason this topic is so important is because I think it helps people who, especially those of you who are just starting out, you're thinking about doing this, you're thinking about starting a business from home, even part-time, or you're just now starting out newly in business, or even those who've been around a while, it helps you to understand how the world looks at you and how you present yourself to the world, because a lot of what you're going to do is going to be referenced from the address on whatever you send, your marketing material, your media material, your letterhead, your business card, and all that. And so you need to realize people are going to look at that, and to a degree, maybe not to a large degree, but to some degree, they're going to make a little value decision about where you are.
Right. There are still some people who will judge your abilities by where your office is located, which is very unfair, but it's realistic.
Well, for example, Beverly, if in your hometown, most people know a lot of the streets in your hometown.
Right.
So if you live on 145 South Maple Street, well, that's probably a pretty old street that most people know, you know, where it is.
Right.
And so they're going to say, oh, they're going to immediately say that's a home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if maybe that's okay. But, you know, you need to decide. You need to be conscious of that decision before you put it on there. Is this what I want to project or not?
Well, you need to know who your market is. I mean, we've talked about this so many times, how important it is to know who your market is and what their perception is going to be of the fact that you're home-based.
Right.
It can be a hard ladder to climb if you're trying to do work with major corporations as a one-person operation working out of your home, and you use your home address, and that's your introduction to them. They may think that you're not capable because they automatically think you're a one-person operation out of your home based on your address.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not your first contact with them, if you are able to meet them face-to-face at a chamber meeting or some other small business organization meeting or a chance meeting somewhere, and you can impress upon them your professionalism from the get-go, then it may not make any difference after that. But if their first impression is your business card or, as you said, a letter with your return address or your brochure with your return address, and it's, like you said, Lollipop Lane, that may not be the impression you want them to first have of you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And
but, yes.
Go ahead.
I say all that, and it is important to know your market and to work your market, but at the same time, do not change and use a different address because you're ashamed or scared of advertising the fact that you're a home-based business.
It needs to be a strategic reason.
Exactly.
And folks, but more and more, Beverly, I meet people who are pretty well established in their field, and the address that they give me, I know for sure is a home office address, and they actually say, this is my home office number. And when they answer the phone, if you get their voicemail, they say, this is John Jones' home office.
Right.
And this is somebody who would maybe is a major keynote speaker and has written 20 books or something.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing to be ashamed of. But when we come back, folks, some of you might be saying, what other choices do I have? Mm-hmm. Beverly's going to have some ideas for you right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend. She's the only person in our brain trust who's been on this show longer than me.
Almost.
That's right. And we appreciate her dedication, folks. If somebody said, who's an example of somebody who is as dedicated as they can possibly be and still be a human being, and I would have to say that'd be Beverly Williams. She's dedicated to what you do and to what I do, and she puts herself where her mouth is and gives back all the time, and Beverly, we appreciate that about you.
Well, thank you, and you know, Mutual Admiration Society here, but I wouldn't be doing it if your show wasn't worth doing it on, and creating an atmosphere for learning and support for small and home-based businesses. So thank you for the opportunity.
I appreciate it, Beverly. Before we gross everybody out, let's move on to our topic here. Let's talk about the other alternatives, because there are some. I mean, you and I have been talking about, should you have your home address as your address? And of course, we said early on that you know, you shouldn't be ashamed of your where you're operating. If you're a home-based business, be proud of that. But there are times, there may be times when it's strategically better for you to have another address. And there are other options, and that's what some people might be thinking. Well, you know, you're creating the problem, but you're not telling me what the solution is. Well,
oh,
the solution
I
is you have you have other options, and let's talk about a couple of those, Bev.
Well, I never talk about a problem without offering a solution. The certainly a post office box is an option, but we talked about some of the negative side effects of that, being the perception that maybe it's a scam. That is a concern for a lot of people.
A P.O. box is only good if it's a companion of a street address.
I agree with that.
For one thing, FedEx won't deliver to a post office box, or UPS won't deliver to a post office
box. That's correct. Another alternative certainly is a mail service located usually in a strip shopping center or something close to your residential area. These are places where you can go in and drop off your UPS or
mailboxes,
FedEx packages,
et cetera, and all those postal service operations.
Right. They will have, it used to be that you could have a suite number for your box number, but that has changed. It's now a personal mailbox, or a PMB. But the advantage is, one, it's usually as close by and convenient as your local post office, maybe more so. Two, they can and will accept UPS and other packages for you. You can even receive faxes there if you don't have a fax machine.
They can actually become a little bit of a partner with you.
Right,
a little,
sort
bit,
of a
little bit of a shipping room for you,
sure,
can't they?
Absolutely can.
Because you can drop something off there and say, here's the address, here's the person, I need you to box this up for me and send it to them so he has it in the morning.
Right, exactly.
And leave. And if once you build a relationship with them and you feel you can trust them, then they actually become a resource for you.
Right. Exactly.
Not just a vendor.
Right. It's a very viable option. It's very reasonably priced. About the same price for the box itself as you would pay at the post office.
Well, the other thing is, this is a classic example of you not doing things that other people can do, so you can do the things that only you can do.
Right.
Why should you be boxing up a package when you need to be out calling your customers or fulfilling an order?
Yes, we've
let somebody else do that.
We've talked before, you know, it's a certain hourly rate for doing that kind of work versus the rate that you get for your real work. What's it worth to you? Absolutely.
Well, Beverly,
I
just want to say, the thing is, just because you're home-based, just because you haven't got any employees and you don't want any employees, doesn't mean that there aren't jobs to do. I mean, home-based doesn't mean that there aren't as many jobs to do as not home-based.
Oh, right.
You've still got the work to do. The question is who's going to do it? And you've got to learn how to use these partners, don't you?
Right. That's exactly
and
right.
These mailbox folks, these personal mailbox companies can do that. There's another group, though, Beverly, I want to make sure we get in there, and that those are what's called the executive suites.
Right. Yes, absolutely. It's like a satellite office for your home-based business. They can accept your mail. You can use it as your mailing address. And you have the convenience of all the other amenities that they offer as well, such as the use of a meeting room, conference room, the secretarial services. Your phones could be answered there. You could forward your calls there when you're not there, or you could have them answer them all the time. There's just a lot of different, a menu of opportunities available to you at these executive office suites.
Beverly, I moved in from my home into an executive office suite 13 years ago, and I moved out after about 2.5 years into my own office where I am now. And you know what? I still use them to answer my phone when we're not here.
Sure.
They have a switch. They have this incredible thing called a switch, where if in 2 weeks I'll be in Washington, D.C., if I get a call in my office, they'll transfer it to my cell phone. And if you call me, Beverly, you won't know I'm not in my office.
Right.
That is cool as the other side of the pillow.
It is wonderful. It means you never get away from the phone, but it's wonderful for your clients.
Well, if you're a small operation, you love it when a customer calls you.
You got it.
You don't care where you are.
That's right.
But there are just so many options, Bev. We're coming up on the end of the segment. There's so many options out there. I know you're like me. You just encourage people to make sure that whatever you decide, that you've decided because it's the right thing for you.
That's right. There's no one answer for everybody. It's down to the individual, knowing your market, knowing you, knowing the convenience of the different types of services available to you, the volume of mail.
And the great thing is we've got choices, and use those choices. Beverly,
absolutely.
Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
See you next time.
I'll be here.
Got to go for just a few minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.